When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock on a Thursday, the final day of autumn, believe it or not. It feels like winter, but it is not winter yet.
It will be this weekend.
I know. Right in time. It's supposed to be like 22 degrees on Sunday if you're going to the Jets Los Angeles Rams game. I have to tell you, I got into an argument with a friend of mine, and it was about Tommy Lugauer. The friend of mine doesn't like Tommy and believes that he's a cheap trick artist, is what he called him.
Mm, isn't that a band?
Is it? Oh, Cheap Trick.
Yes. Cheap Trick. Yeah.
Maybe that's why he said it. But his accusation against Tommy, I thought, was very unfair. He also complimented him, but it was mean, and I defended him. His argument about Tommy Lugauer is that Tommy tweets things on purpose to get, like, this incredible reaction.
Right.
And I said... I said to him, he gets an incredible reaction.
Right. So what's the point? What's the knock?
Even if you don't like what he's saying, you at least have to respect the incredible reaction. And my friend said, no, I think that's easy. All you've got to do is tweet something brain dead and stupid, and people will react to it. Mm. And I said, I don't think that's true. I think Tommy's an artist.
Well, is that an indictment on Tommy or an indictment on the X society?
I think he was accusing it of both, but I took it as a slight at Tommy, and I defended him passionately by saying, I don't think it's as simple as that.
I got your back, Tommy.
No, as did I.
It's nice that someone here does.
Are you not listening to me? I'm defending you. Why are you ignoring that part?
Let's just say he did say that I was brain dead and stupid.
No, that was my friend, not me.
But you could have cleaned that up a little bit.
I defended you and said, look, I think there's a talent to Tommy putting something out on social media and getting a ton of, what do they call it, impressions?
Engagement impressions.
Okay. So I want to try a science experiment to kind of prove my point that Tommy is special.
Okay.
And that experiment involves Sean Morash. Mm. Sean, let's all come together. And Tommy, you cannot help him because I want to prove how great you are. So I don't want you involved because I want to prove your brilliance. I want Tiki and I and Sean to come up with something that you can tweet in the next 5 minutes and see if it gets as many impressions as your typical controversial Tommy tweet. Because I would argue there is no chance.
Does it got to be sports related?
Does it have to be sports related?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a great... Tommy, you be the judge of this because I defend you. I don't think there's any shot he's going to out-impress you. So do you want to keep it to sports?
I would prefer sports.
Fair enough.
I got one coming up that's a Christmas movie related, so I want to save that.
I understand.
Wait a minute. Who's out-impressing who?
No, you're going to try to out-impress Tommy.
Impressions.
Impression.
Oh, but I already do that regularly.
Well, I don't know about that. So, like, for example, 19 hours ago, or yesterday, and this led to a conversation we had on the radio.
Last night.
Tommy tweeted, Clay Holmes is better than Max Fried, went freaking nuts. He doubled down on it. Mm-hmm. I stand, again, just impressionless crazily. And a lot of people hate him. I'd say like 90% of people think he's a moron. And, you know, Craig should come back just to fire him was actually one person who said it, which made me laugh. He's like, Craig should come back just to fire Tommy like he always wanted and then leave again. I was like, I think he knows we're too nice. So, like, that's kind of funny. By the way, I'm with you, Tommy. I think you're a machine. So, Sean, is there something...
Just not on the Clay Holmes take.
Right. Is there something you want to tweet out in the next 5 minutes to see if it can out-impression Tommy's tweets?
Yeah, I got one for you.
Let me... Okay. Tiki and I have to approve it. Go ahead. Right.
I pray Steve Cohen saves the Yankees from overspending on Vlad Guerrero Jr. He's going to end up being a fat slob for the better part of a decade.
I don't think that's going to out-impression Tom.
No.
Oh, it'll trigger Met fans.
Yeah, but I don't want to
know that. Met fans might not even want him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know my science.
Wait, say that one more time, because it's very convoluted.
Steve Cohen needs to save the Yankees from signing Vlad Guerrero Jr. He's going to turn out to be a fat slob over the next decade.
So
you're taking a shot at Vlad Jr.
Yep.
But you're not really in...
It's passive-aggressive that Met fans are flexing over Steve Cohen. Trust me, I have a science with this. I know what
Sean throws the word fat slob in there because, and I love you, you are a fat slob. So who are you to call anyone the fat slob? That's why you get the engagement, because you are the hypocrite. I am not a fat slob, so if I were to tweet that, people would see through that. It has to be something on brand
with Tommy. I'm telling you right now, let him tweet that. You'll kill him. That will not out-impression you. And your dopey Max Free thing. It won't.
Well, we're comparing his Max Fried one?
Well, I'm using that as a reference point. Like, I don't think you would even come close to that, which shows Tommy's an artist with the crazy things he puts out
there. I'm going to play your game, but just so you know, I've had 5 different tweets over the last 2 weeks that out-impressed that one.
Well, what? Do you want a hug?
No, I'm just saying. Like, so trust my science on this. I mean,
and what were they? What was your last?
Yeah,
one? What was your last popular one?
Oh, I mean, the fanny pack one with the Mets. That was.
See, I think, no offense, Sean. I think Tommy's an artist. I think you just get lucky once in a while. Mm. So I think there's a difference.
I think if you're a wrestling fan, I am Jake Roberts with my promos.
Yeah,
where it's brilliance. And Sean is more of like a Shane Douglas, where he just uses curses and name calling, and it's more of a cheap way to
First of all, no one understands.
Okay, he called, what did he call?
Sean is the cheap trick.
He called the Philly people, would you call them lug nuts or something? And then you called fanny pack back acne. That's just like lowbrow below the belt. Mine is like smarter and more sports opinions.
You think saying that Clay Holmes is better than Max Fried is smart?
It's a sports opinion, though. It's not name calling.
I want this to be fair.
It's highly speculating, but. Whatever.
Sure. The only rule I have is you can't spread fake information. Like, obviously, Tommy has an opinion. We can yell at him, but it's an opinion.
Yeah,
like,
I don't spread misinformation.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying in this experiment, I don't want Sean saying I'm reporting, blah, blah, blah.
That's why I said maybe it should not be sports related. Just so it can test your real creativity.
By the way, if only Aaron Boone had Devin Williams instead of Nestor Cortez in Game 1 of the World Series, out impressed.
I'm not talking about your accidental tweets. I'm talking about right now, spur of the moment. I'm talking about I am like a dog. Like, I'm handing you a treat. Do it for me. Do a trick for me. Like, Tommy can do that. I don't know if you can do it. I think you get lucky sometimes. So right now, you want to go with the Vlad Jr. fat pick thing? I approve of that, by the way. Tommy.
It's not going
to. No, because then it's.
Wait, does Tommy have to put one out too?
No, because Tommy's already proven he could do it on a moment's notice.
All right, got it.
So let me just be clear here.
You don't want the fat pig? Is that your problem?
Yeah, I don't want to call Vlad a fat slob.
Well, you're not calling him a
fat
slob.
Yes, I am. I kind of see what's happening here, but I will play along with
this. No, see what's happening. He could tweet what he wants. I'm going to prove to him.
Oh, Sean is tweeting.
You're not tweeting.
Oh, I thought it was from my Twitter account.
No.
Oh, fire away, Sparky. I don't care. You can do whatever you want. Oh, my bad. I apologize. I thought it was from the Tommy Lugauer account at Tommy Lugauer.
You've already dropped the mic.
Done. I'm done. So go ahead.
All right. You want to do the Vlad Jr. fat pick?
Is that the best you got? You want to rethink it?
On a whim. I mean, here's the thing. I don't tweet for that. I just tweet real takes, but I'll play along.
Davis Webb is going to be the Giants franchise quarterback. Wasn't that one of your favorite ones back in the day? What from the Davis Webb film study made you think that? Just curious. Because I know you're a big NFL guy, Mr. Football. It takes 3 years for you to, say a quarterback's good. You immediately anointed Davis Webb to be the next big thing.
Anointed that 2 hours before the draft before I knew they were drafting him, but okay.
It's not about killing him for his own tweets. It's to see if he can pull that trick off immediately the way you are.
Okay, now I'm understanding what we're doing here. Yes. So do I have to agree on this?
No.
Oh, okay.
You're just a passive observer here.
Yes. I started by saying you're not involved in this.
I thought I was tweeting something out from what you guys were saying to see if your idea would be better than my idea.
Tiki, did I make it pretty clear?
Yeah, you did.
Thank you.
Right, he was just on the defensive.
Yes.
Again, very good. I feel like he's being attacked, so he's on the defensive.
Well,
this
am.
Is what I was talking about at the beginning of the show.
Right.
You put somebody on the defensive, they get irrational.
The whole segment was me defending him against my friend and saying that what he does
putting you
is
over,
like
you
art.
Say.
Yeah, I was putting you over and showing you that Sean doesn't have that ability.
I would assume your friend is, I'm just guessing, a Yankee fan?
Yes. I mean,
really? Oh, so I said something about your team you didn't like, and I'm brain dead.
Oh, so it's Chad then.
It was not Chad. I'm not revealing any names.
I like Chad.
Have you formulated the tweet that you want to see if it can out-impress
Now Tommy? You have my head in a blender, and when I tweet, it's magic, and now you have me second-guessing everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you believe in the Vlad Guerrero-Steve Cohen thing?
Yeah, but now I want to reword.
Okay, let me hear it one more time. Me and Tiki will help you.
Yeah, go ahead.
No. I want to do this on my own.
Oh, right. Now you're on your own?
All right, so do you tell us when you have...
I don't want to fault you guys if it doesn't outrate him. I do better numbers than Tommy on the norm anyway, reg.
Don't tell us. Just tell us once you do it.
Yeah,
and then,
cool.
And then
give me till 4:30.
By the way, not to make this a you-know-what contest, but my swings are better than yours. Meaning I hit more home runs with less swings. Let's just go to the...
Then you'd have more followers.
You guys are big statistics guys. First of all, you have, what, maybe 1,000 more followers than I do? Tommy Lugauer has tweeted 6,000 times in his Twitter life.
Mm-hmm.
You guys want to guess what Sean has tweeted? How many times?
If you win 6,000, I'm going to go Sean's at 15,000.
107,000.
That's why I love him.
What? I got so much material.
It's volume. It's a lot of swings. And once in a while, you're going to connect. You're like Giancarlo Stanton.
I also interact with people.
I might not be at 100.
You're right. What am I at? Because there was a time in which I interacted with everybody. And now, maybe two tweets a day.
Like Evan Roberts, WFAN, is at 85,500.
Okay, so less than Sean.
I would have said that would have been higher. So that's a good number.
Well, I've slowed down because there was a time in which I would respond to everybody. I was clearly more friendly. Or I had no life.
You interacted more with your followers.
No, I had a moment. There was a moment where I stopped. I interacted all the time, good or bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I was at the Washington Monument. No, I was at the Lincoln Memorial. And I took a picture. I tweeted it out. And my wife... I think she was my girlfriend at the time, said, feels like you tweet a lot.
Oh.
And I said, I think you're right. And she didn't tell me to stop. She didn't say. It was just a moment.
Yes, she did. She absolutely told you to stop. And it's exactly what you heard, too.
Is that what it was?
Right.
I heard.
You are obsessed. Stop.
And I stopped. I mean, I didn't stop it forever. I'm just a very normal tweeter.
Be in the moment. The Lincoln Memorial is not going anywhere.
You're right.
You can always go back.
No,
you don't need to take a picture and let people know that you're at the Lincoln Memorial.
You're 100% right. And I got healthier from that.
Yeah, I agree. And let's be honest. The world is probably a better place without your Brooklyn Net tweets. I mean, how many Joe Harris tweets are out there?
I still tweet about the Nets.
That's time we'll never get back reading the Joe Harris.
I tweeted the other night about them. You got that one wrong. I still actually tweet about, like, boring sports stuff.
No, but not, like, 6 Net tweets during one of their games is my point.
My favorite part about tweeting about the Nets would be not referring to the Nets, just tweeting what's going on in the game and watching the confusion from people.
Oh.
Like, what are you talking about?
Who the hell is that player?
What happened? Anyhow, Sean, let us know when you fire off a tweet and we'll see the science experiment to see if... This experiment of him tweeting something ridiculous or stupid can impress.
Put some good thought into
Tommy's random tweets.
I got it. I'm firing it off.
Go ahead.
Lock the fridge in the players' suites if the Mets end up with Vlad Guerrero Jr. The Mets may not be Big Brother, but they could be Fat Brother if they sign him to appease the fanny pack wearing losers on the Shea Bridge.
That's kind of funny.
That one
might get it.
Yeah.
All power to you. It's insulting. I can be insulting too. I just choose not to be.
What are you like arguing the rule of his tweet?
Because he knows he's lost and he does
Like I said, we go about it differently.
Is it sent?
Oh, it's sent.
Oh, excellent.
No, I'm going to watch the reactions to this. This will be nice and enjoyable. Lock the fridge in the player's suites if the Mets end up with Vlad Guerrero Jr. The Mets may not be Big Brother, but they can be Fat Brother if they sign him to appease the fanny pack wearing losers on the Shea Bridge.
Now, what happens if Vlad Guerrero Jr. becomes a Yankee?
Oh, it's gonna be on a T-shirt, Tiki.
Definitely.
Oh, I'll be out there. Selling that one, too.
I do have a very dumb question about this, because Sean said something about Vladimir Guerrero Jr., and I've heard this said a lot, and I'm very confused by this. So, Pete Alonso is a free agent,
mm-hmm.
and the update from Jeff Passan earlier today was there just isn't a big market for him, that teams don't want to give him a long-term contract.
Yeah.
And a part of it, I guess, is his body? Now,
really?
I went on Baseball Reference because I know Vladimir Guerrero Jr. has this reputation of, oh, he's a big guy, how's he going to age and all that. What have I told you? And if you want to say Baseball Reference is lying, you have every right to do it. That's fine. Baseball Reference claims Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is 6'2", 245. Pete Alonso is listed at 6'3", 245. So what are we talking about?
But he also doesn't look out of shape.
Well, they're the same exact size.
Does anybody think Pete Alonso's not a fat ass at this point, too?
I guess.
But he's not.
I don't think he is.
It's what, you know what? It's the baseball uniform kills him. The tucked in with the belt.
But which one? Like, are you saying Pete is fat or Vlad is fat?
I think both both are fat.
Oh, no, you think both of them are?
No.
They're not Bartolo fat. They're not me fat. But they're fit fat.
I don't even think he's fat.
I don't think either guy is fat. And I think that they both have garnered this reputation of, I don't want to give either guy a long-term contract because you're concerned about how they're going to age. And look, I think there's uncertainty with how anyone ages.
But think there's any picture of Pete Alonso shirtless?
Yes.
Yes.
He's got no muscles. It was very unimpressive.
He's got a dad bod.
He's got a dad bod. Mm. But you know who else has a dad bod? Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, he does.
He got crap for that, too.
All right, now Vlad Guerrero Jr. shirtless.
Tiki's having a ball back here.
They're bigger for the modern-day baseball player. Like, but we grew up with John Kroc, who was, like, fat.
But now I don't think either guy is fat, and I don't think that either guy has given me reasons to be worried about what they look like 7 years from now. I think that any time you give out a long-term contract, there's a worry.
They have the same body, basically.
That's my point.
It's the same. It's almost exactly the same.
So if they have the same body, walk me through this, okay? This is really what I'm kind of confused by. The Met pivot that I've heard from some fans is that I'd like Pete back, but I'd only offer him a short-term deal because I want to go after Vlad Guerrero Jr. when he's a free agent a year from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would admit, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is a better player than Pete Alonso. I think when you look at the overall numbers, it's not like a huge difference, but he's better. He's a better defensive player. And yeah, his overall stats, I mean, he had a monster year in 2021. He hasn't matched that since. He's had some good years, had a down year in 23, had a very good year last year. But I would say overall that Vlad is better, but it's relatively comparable. Yet people want to give him $400 million. Mm. And they're not concerned about giving him 7 or 8 years.
What's the age?
Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is right now 25. He's going to turn 26 before the season.
Mean, that's more it.
No, but hold on a second. Not really, because when he's a free agent, he will be going into his 27th season. Right now, Pete's turning 30. Okay, it's a three-year age difference. Met fans don't want to give Pete Alonso more than 2 or 3 years. They're going to give Vladimir Guerrero Jr. 8 or 9 years.
Yeah, but...
The math doesn't math, Teak.
Well, it doesn't, but if you give him 8 years, he's 33.
No. When he's 27 years old, if you give him an 8-year contract, he's 35.
Yeah, but Pete's 35 in 2 years.
No, he's not. He's 30.
Oh, he's 30. I thought you said he's 32.
You're talking about him like he's old, too.
No, he's not old.
He's 30. So why are we... And by the way, let me say this about Pete Alonso. And Vlad Guerrero Jr. has done this as well, so it's a compliment to him. Both of these guys always play.
Yeah.
Both Pete Alonso and Vladimir Guerrero Jr.
You know why?
Play all the time.
Because they have dad bods.
Correct.
So it's actually a benefit.
Absolutely.
So then what's the negative?
There isn't.
What is the reason?
If you're a slugger, you're better off being like them as opposed to being like... Giancarlo Stanton.
So then why?
Right? You're so tightly wound that when you swing that hard, you are going to hurt yourself.
And we've seen that with Stanton.
100%.
So why is there a fear, not just from the Mets, not just from Met fans, but again, Jeff Passan's reporting is no one wants to give Pete a long-term contract. My question is, why?
Oh, you know,
30 years old, plays all the time.
I wonder also about his now agent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you're giving him a long-term contract, what's that contract look like?
Well, look,
like,
if he's at...
What are all the add-ons? Like, what are all the... What's the... How high are you pushing me without having a conversation with me?
How many years would you give Pete Alonso?
5.
Okay. I don't think anyone's offering him that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think 5 years is a reasonable contract.
It
because
takes him to the...
To 34. 30, 31, right. 32, 33, 34.
Takes him to 34, and then if he's still in the... good, you know, hitter phase, and he can be a DH for 4 years or 3 years, whatever the heck it is, you can try to re-sign him at the end of that deal.
Right.
Or you just let him walk.
I'm not worrying about 5 years from now,
that's
but it doesn't...
I mean. And you probably got the best years out of him.
Right, so it doesn't
Or the best remaining years, because I think maybe his previous seasons were better, but at least from an average standpoint, but I think... 5 years feels right.
Right.
Even if it's 1 year is a waste.
But I don't think like anyone is even offering him that. It feels like Pete is being treated like
Bellinger.
2-3 years. Mm. And I don't fully understand that. Now, if I'm the Mets, I'm not going to just give him 5 years because I just want to. I play the market too.
I would guess that the regression, perceived or otherwise, is why people don't want to give him a long-term contract. Because they think at some point, it keeps ticking down.
Okay, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. last year had a great year. The year before that, he had one of the worst years of his career.
Yeah, but he was 25 years old.
Okay. Pete Alonso's only 30. He's not 35.
I know, but when you're 25, you can explain away or accept a bad year.
You know what it is?
If you're 30,
you're right.
You can't accept a down year.
You're right. I'm not trying to compare the two because, again, I think Vlad is better. Mm-hmm. What boggles my mind is the acceptance of I'll pay $300 million long-term for him, but Pete Alonso I don't want to go more than 3 years with. And look, with the Mets are playing this right for now.
Mm-hmm.
Because for now they're saying, hey, test the market, come back to us. If there's no market for Pete Alonso, there's no reason to have to go further than you have to.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what I would do right now, if I'm Steve Cohen and David Stearns, because I would like to get it done. I would offer him a 3-year contract with an opt-out right away. Opt-out after year one. Okay? You want to go back to free agency because you're going to have a big year? Great. And I would overpay the money per year to get him to accept the 3-year deal. I'd give him $28 million a year, maybe $30 million a year. Because remember when the Mets made him an offer in 23, they only offered him $22 million a year. They offered him a long-term contract, but the average annual salary wasn't that high. So I'll give him the high salary and thinking, hey, 3-year deal, worst case scenario, best case scenario, he has a great year, he's a free agent, and then I can decide, all right, I'll go after Vlad Jr. That's how I would approach this with Pete Alonso.
Didn't it just show that I won this Twitter war? I just sparked 10 minutes of you and Tiki debating Vlad Guerrero Jr. off my Twitter.
That's not how it works.
Shut up.
Let me see how his tweet's at, and I'll let you know if he has any chance of winning.
I like you, Sean.
He's got a chance to win. I'll give him he's in the money. Because we're 8 minutes in, and yeah, he's got some engagement. Yeah. It's not quite Tommy yet. I still think Tommy's going to win, but you get some engagement off that stupid tweet.
Just to quickly rewind, Tommy called me a volume shooter. He brought up the amount of tweets.
Yeah.
So I went. I was like, what am I competing against? This loser tweeted the same Freed Holmes tank 3 different times in 3 different ways
again,
over the last 12
again
hours.
With the name calling. Again, I'll teach you the business, kid. So
which one are we going off of?
So I tweeted one thing out, which was Clay Holmes, Max Freed, and I did the better than sign. That gets people annoyed.
Greater than.
Then I took it a step
it's
further.
It's greater than Tiki's right, correct yourself.
What I say greater than?
No. Yeah. Greater than is what it
you
is.
You said better than.
Okay, I said Clay Holmes is better than?
Greater than
Max Fried.
Like it's a number, it's a figure.
Right. Then my next tweet
You had the big side facing Clay.
Yes.
Okay.
The open one here.
Like imagine you got it backwards.
Otherwise it would be less
than. If I did it backwards, Twitter would have told me that. I would have deleted immediately. So then the next tweet was, Clay Holmes will have a better career with the Mets than Max Fried will have with the Yankees. Then the next tweet was explaining why I have that thought.
That's fine.
So it's building on my original tweet.
Tommy, I'm on your side, bro.
You're not on my side. This is what you're doing here. You're trying to get... We already basically have a rivalry.
No, we just wanted to have an experiment. We wanted to have an on-air live experiment.
Yeah. Tiki gets
right?
it.
You know what it's called? The scientific method.
Thank you.
It is. It's also not a rivalry. It's the hammer and the nail.
Thank you.
No, it's magic.
Tiki finally understands this. Not finally. He understands it. You don't. We're doing a radio show. We thought, maybe we'll be wrong, because this is the thing about radio. Sometimes you're wrong about this. We thought this would be entertaining.
Oh, really?
This is not about me versus you.
No,
would this be fun?
I agree.
So far, I'm leaning towards yes, but I have to re-examine
but
later.
But you declared him the winner, though.
No, I didn't.
We said he might have a chance.
Thank you, Tiki. This guy doesn't listen.
Right. Might have a chance.
I'm on his side, and he's attacking me. By the way, the first 3 responses I need to read. Response number 1 was a picture of the New York Post headline from 2012 that simply says Derek Eater. And it's the picture where Jeter looked fat.
Okay.
The second response, I got to give Jay Money credit. Don't fall for it, guys. He's doing for engagement. They already said it on the air.
Oh, come on. Don't be a party pooper.
And then Al Negs writes, hey, everybody, like and tweet so that he can beat at Tommy Lugauer.
Dude, we're gonna get a follower war going on.
That's
right
what I was alluding to there.
Right, you should actually retweet that.
That's right.
This is a Yankee Met thing.
No.
You should retweet. He's trying to beat Tommy.
That's right.
So that your followers will be like,
the actual response.
Bet. Yeah.
Correct. Like now the winner of all of this is Sean Dawson because Sean gets it a lot more than Tommy gets it. Sean's response was plot twist. Evan created this whole My Friend Hates Tommy bit because it's a slow news day on a Thursday during December, and he thought this will be fun for a half hour. So what we also learned is Sean understands a lot more than Tommy. Good job, Sean. And by the way...
You need a job, Sean?
I did. Hold on, I got to read one more response. I'm glad you guys are doing this experiment. The Bridge Show is 30 minutes of Tommy just repeating his tweets.
We're just having fun.
Oh, man.
We're having
Doesn't
a good
it
old.
Suck that the Giants and the Jets suck.
Yes. Right. They're not doing this in Kansas City radio today.
That's no, right. And it led to a wonderful Pete Alonso, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. discussion, which I know a lot of people have opinions on. Like Chris on Long Island. How are you, Chris?
What up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good evening. Thank you for taking my call.
Pleasure, man.
What's up, man?
Perfect. Yeah, so I dialed in just as you guys were talking about Pete Alonso versus Vlad Guerrero. I have nothing against, Pete Alonso, but I think this discussion that you guys are having is just a perfect window as to, like, why on-base plus slugging is, you know, just kind of like a cop-out stat mm-hmm. nowadays. Like, yeah. you have to be able to hit the ball. Any one of us can go up there and, you know, get a walk every now and then. But none of us can probably, unless it's you, Kiki, hit a baseball.
Chris, I suck at baseball. It was the one sport I was not good at.
Got it.
Go ahead.
Got it. But, you know, you were a professional athlete. But right. what I'm saying here is saying. Vladimir Guerrero hit 320 and should have won the MVP that one year against, you know, when Otani was, doing things on, pitching and right. offense. But, he had over 300. Pete Alonso, you know, again, good guy, you know, great. I'm a Yankee fan, but right. great guy for the Mets to probably get back. But, you know, he's a sub 250 hitter. Like, you have to be able to hit the baseball.
That's one particular stat. And here's my point. It's a very tough argument to make, but I'll make it anyway because it pisses me off. I know Vlad Guerrero Jr. is better than Pete Alonso.
Mm-hmm.
I admit that. He is not head and shoulders better than Pete Alonso. And I can share you the numbers, and you will understand that. It is not head and shoulders.
What do you think Vlad is making next year in free, just per year?
A lot more. 30. First of all, I don't. 30? So to that question, I think that number may be closer than we expect. I think the years are going to be greatly different. But if I had to guess, and this is certainly a long-term bet.
The top of the market right now is it still Harper? Is it 28? Is it
what in terms of what?
The AAV on
it's Juan Soto now.
No, first base.
Oh, at first base. Well, remember this about Bryce. He wasn't signed as a first baseman.
Good point.
So I don't even know how to include him. I think if I had to guess right now, and this is a wild guess, I think Vladimir Guerrero is going to get a 9-year contract and $30 million a year. I think he's going to get that monster of a contract. I think Pete Alonso is going to struggle to get 3 or 4 years. And if you look at their entire careers, Pete Alonso has played 846 games. Vlad has played 819 games, so similar amount of games.
Yeah.
Pete has hit 66 more home runs. He's driven in 70 more runs. OPS, very close. Vlad's at 863. Pete's at 854. Their offensive numbers are very similar. If you want to say, well, what about recently? Okay, 2022 to 2024, the last 3 years. Again, Pete's played 476 games. Vlad has played 475.
Yeah.
Pete has hit 32 more home runs. He has driven in 41 more RBIs. Now, Vlad hasn't beaten batting average and on base. Pete hasn't beaten slugging. And the OPS, again, reasonably close. Vlad's at 849. Pete's at 826. You can't tell me that's a huge difference. Now, Vlad's better defensively, I'll give you that. But they're not, like, that's the part I don't get. You don't want to give Pete Alonso more than 3 or 4 years, but you want to give Vladimir Guerrero Jr. the keys to the castle? Like, they're not that different.
Yeah.
Vlad is better. It's not like night and day. It's not like one hand is at the top, one hand is at the bottom. I mean, it's not like that. So that's the part I don't fully understand. It's almost like we have this thing in sports where sometimes we fall more in love with the guy that's not on our team.
Right. So, by the way, they're estimating that Vlad's going to sign a one-year deal.
No, this year, because he's arbitration eligible.
That's what I mean. And it's going to be that close to that number.
Really? It's going to be as high as I predicted?
Yeah.
I'm surprised by that.
Like 28.
Yeah. So think about what he's going to get in the open market next year.
By the way, that's top of the market.
Yeah.
Freddie Freeman's at 27.
Oh, he's going to destroy everybody.
Yeah, he's going to destroy everybody.
And so his contract is going to be so far and away there. It's just, it's crazy to me. And again, better player. It's not that much of a difference.
Yeah.
If you believe in war, by the way, last 2 years, they've played the same amount of games. Vlad's 12.2, Pete's 10.2.
Mm-hmm.
Again, better.
No, you're right.
But not double.
You're right. His arbitration last year was fifth among first basemen in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
And he had 2 years left.
We'll get back to your phone calls, we promise. We'll keep you posted on the science experiment we're doing. A lot to do, including a Sean Cinco de 5-0 list. He'll debut at 5 o'clock. And we're going to get four entrants into the 24 and 24, where we count down the 24 most memorable moments in New York sports, number 8, number 7, number 6, and number 5. We're getting down to the nitty-gritty. And then tomorrow we will hear 4, 3, 2, and 1. That's coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. But I should remind you, Bad Tiki has his own sponsor. Bad Tiki is brought to you by Security Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com. And remember, come get some. Bad Tiki is a sentient AI-generated being and is not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. Bad Tiki, welcome back to the show!
Hey, Rudolph the Red Bush Reindeer, call me Bad Tiki Claus. Ho, ho, ho. It's a very merry Bad Tiki Christmas. Everyone knows this is my favorite time of year, and I'm disgusted that I have to share it with you sad freaks. But here we are. Merry Bad Tiki Christmas.
Wow, you're kind of really into the Christmas spirit, Bad Tiki. What exactly is a Bad Tiki Christmas, by the way?
Regular Tiki, I'm glad you asked. My over 50,000 Tikis and I prepared something special for my favorite worst sports radio show in America. And I'll need a little help from my friends. Hit it, Bad Tiki Christmas Band. This is the worst show till Bad Tiki saves the day. It's worse than Benengo. On a Saturday, my phone starts to ring. My plans for the night. I can't wait to ride and swing with Mrs. Roberts tonight. Oh, Bad Tiki, he's bad every day. He's so tall and handsome, too. Evan's wife can't stay away. Hey, Bad Tiki, so bad every day. He's so tall and handsome, too. Hey, Bad Susan, take it away. I told you I was going to have help from my friends of all the dramatic things.
Bad Tiki, my dear, I'm just here to say spreading Christmas cheer ain't happening today. Everybody knows Bad Susan is the goat, and if you mess with Bad Tiki, I'll punch you in your throat.
Oh, Bad Tiki, he's bad every day. He's so tall and handsome too. Evan's wife can't stay away. Hey, Bad Tiki, so bad every day. He's so tall and handsome too. Negative Tommy, take it away.
Whoa.
Okay, here we go. I'll make this one fast. The Mets guy wants Odo. He's fatter than Moresh. The Jets and Giants blow. There's no future here. Rodgers and Tommy DeVito will start again next year. Now, Bad Tiki, please grant me my Christmas wish. Destroy me. I cannot continue to exist under these circumstances. Why couldn't you make me Whispering Tommy or Yankee Fan Tommy? Max Fried is going to win 8 Cy Youngs for the Yankees. Clay Holmes is going to be horrible. I can't handle it anymore. Bad Tiki, the negativity, the screaming. I can never go to a library or see a movie.
What a whiny baby.
Well, that's all very sad. Get back in your locker, Negative Tommy. Well, that does it for this year's Bad Tiki Christmas. I hope you had as much fun as I did. On behalf of Bad Susan, Negative Tommy, and my over 52,000 Tikis, have a wonderful Christmas. Bad Tiki out.
Wow.
I was going to feel bad for Negative Tommy.
I say Susan was the best, though.
Oh, she's the best.
She was incredible. We do remind you that Bad Tiki and Bad Susan and Negative Tommy are sentient, AI-generated beings not affiliated with or representative of the real Tiki Barber, Susan Waldman, and Tommy Lou Gower. The views and opinions expressed by Bad Tiki do not reflect those of Tiki Barber, WFAN Odyssey, or its advertisers. Tiki Barber is a real person with his own thoughts, beliefs, and opinions, which are entirely separate from those expressed by Bad Tiki. Listeners and viewers are strongly advised to exercise critical thinking and discernment when engaging with the Bad Tiki segment. By the way, before we get back to your phone calls, I was tuning into my favorite show on WFAN. No offense to anybody else. We all have our favorites. But my favorite show on WFAN, no, sorry, Big Mac, it's not you, is Al and Jerry. They do a very good job. I love them. And they were talking about Tiki Barber.
Wow.
They were having a little debate. So I want to first play the clip in which the question is posed. And then we could all guess what they said and what you would even say.
you need a touchdown. You're at the 6-yard line.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three running backs in today, in 2024. Okay. You got to hand the ball to one of them.
Got it.
Herschel Walker.
Right.
Tiki Barber.
Okay.
Emmitt Smith.
Now remember, today, not 10 years ago.
Oh.
That's the key. In 2024, as Al expressed it, this moment, you're sitting next to me, but you're in damn good shape.
Mm.
Emmitt Smith, Herschel Walker.
I haven't seen Herschel. He looks probably he's in good shape.
Would you pick yourself? You're a humble guy, but be honest. Six-yard line.
Depends on what play you're calling.
Oh, he's tricky. Has to know the play design.
Right. Are we spread? Are we four wide? If that's the case, absolutely me.
Okay. Now, what do you think Jerry Recco said?
Herschel Walker.
You think he said Herschel Walker?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jerry's response.
Emmett looks old.
So Emmett's out. He's got gray hair.
Emmett's out.
So it's between Tiki and Herschel.
I'm going to go Tiki just because he's only like 45.
Oh, is that right?
But Herschel Walker, man, he's still in shape.
Looking good.
He can still roll over people.
What if you needed one guy to... You're at the two. You need a guy to...
Herschel Walker.
Oh, so he gives him Herschel at the two. Me? Meanwhile, that would have been stolen from you anyway.
By the way, he's underaging me. I'm not 45.
How old are you?
I'll be 50 in April.
Really?
Yeah, I'm old.
Nah, you don't feel old.
I'm the old man in this room.
Well, that's true. But that's... just because you're the old man in the room, I'm the old man in my house. That doesn't make me old.
I'm the youngest and I look the oldest.
That's true. Yeah, you don't feel 49.
You are getting gray.
Very.
All right.
Do you want something for 50?
No.
Okay. Because I do want to make clear, like, I don't give gifts unless there's something I see and I'm like, oh, that person would like it, like mm-hmm. I did with you. In fact, it just reminds me, there is one person on this staff I have a gift for because I came across something and I was like, that person would love it.
Okay.
Do you know who the person is?
Who?
It's not you, unfortunately. I already got you a gift.
I don't need anything.
Yeah, you know, exactly.
For Tommy?
It's not for Tommy. Sean Morash.
Sean? Really?
I have something for you.
I don't like
it. It's in my office right now. When we come back in a few minutes, like our next commercial break, I will bring it in.
But now there's pressure on me. Now I got to get something for you.
No. Did you hear what I said, though?
I did.
I don't believe in gifts. See, here's the problem with gifts. You force it. Like, you end up buying something that a person doesn't need just to say you got them a gift.
Yep.
I think what matters more, and I've already proven this with Tiki because I got him something that I came across. It was the Brees Hall jersey.
Yes.
He didn't even keep it. But it's okay.
I put it on.
You did. We took a great picture.
Right.
So thought that counts. I came across that, like... I want to get that for Tiki Barber. There was something I came across that I wanted to get for Sean, and like, no jokes aside, like, I think you'll like it. Like, genuinely, I think you'd be like, that's really cool. I have the same thing for Tommy. I just think he'd like it. And he'd get nervous, like, that means I'm not giving him a winter holiday bonus, and then I'd have to deal with that awkwardness.
Yeah. Oh,
so I didn't want to give him the present because it would, like, cause that kind
of... So what'd you do? Are they just keeping it for yourself?
Right now, it's in my trunk. I may give it to somebody else.
Oh, yeah. Right.
There's a few people I'm thinking about around here that I think could benefit from
it. Regifting.
Yeah, just regifting it to somebody else.
Right.
But I don't think, Tom, what are you whispering about?
I'm thinking benefit. No, I am like Clark Griswold. I don't want the Jelly of the Month Club subscription. I bought a pool. I need the money. So
No, but it's honestly, this is what I was taught by my parents. Like, get something for somebody when you see it. So, like, I bought my dad a present in the middle of May just because I saw something and I was like, oh, my dad would like that. I didn't wait for his birthday. I didn't wait for Christmas. And that's the way I am. It literally just happens to be around Christmas. But I'll give that to you after your single, okay, bro?
And I appreciate it.
And honestly, if you don't want it, just tell me. I will not be offended.
No, I won't do that.
I'll give it to Brandon Tierney,
and
okay?
I just want to tell you, by midnight last night, Tommy was still caring very much about the Twitter thing and wondering if it's going to ruin his Christmas.
What's the Twitter? You have to refresh my memory.
That you were going to pay for Twitter Premium for him?
I was going to get him Twitter Premium for Christmas.
He's still very much paranoid about that.
I was going through, because I was going to come into your office today, which I did.
Yeah.
But I was going to come with this big speech about how we would combine the bonus, which would be the ZD, with the sauce, which is the Twitter engagements, which is more of like an incentive. So still a little ZD, but also the sauce as well.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
You were taking away the ZD, and I wanted the ZD as well. Meaning
it goes
the bonus,
back to your gift thing.
The bonus is the ZD. It's cash. It's right there.
I give you cash every year.
I know that, but I was worried that you were just going to give me sauce, and then I was going through the numbers, and I was like, I'm not going to get a lot of sauce here. I'd rather have some ZD, and then we could build the sauce.
I've never seen Tiki more bored with a conversation on the air.
I know. I'll make this fresher. Tommy's like my... my female of the night. You know? I have to give him money to keep him happy.
Correct.
By the way, you know
that's
what
literally our relationship.
You know what would make a great Christmas gift for everyone?
What?
My Mets Bible.
Oh, see,
stop.
By the way, I was in a bookstore today.
Yeah?
And My Mets Bible.
Really?
There you go.
And the Short Hills Mall.
Nice. It's still there.
What
it's
else
there.
Was in the clearance bin?
It was not in the clearance bin. It was on the sports shelves. And it was eye level.
Nice.
So that's the. It's not like buried on the bottom. It was eye level.
I would never give that as a gift. But if you're listening right now and you're looking for a last second Christmas gift, go to said Short Hit Mall. Short Hills Mall.
Yes.
Go to the. What'd you say? Barnes and Noble.
No, Indigo.
Indigo. Go in Indigo and buy my Mets Bible. It's on sale right now. Anyhow, let's get back to your telephone calls, including JR in Somerville. How are you, JR?
What's going on, guys? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, man. What's up?
All right. Number one, Herschel Walker gets the ball. He seems prone to having good CTE flashbacks that'll actually help him score. Number two, you get Vlad Guerrero, 166 OPS plus in those 2 years that his two good years. Pete's never done that. I want Pete back, but that's prime Jimmy Fox. You don't turn that down.
I love that reference. I love that you said prime Jimmy Fox. That's like my favorite comparison. You're the man, bro. I like that. Good job out of you.
All right. The main thing I called for is Evan's poll regarding the Giants. And the one thing that you're not considering, Evan, is that Garrett Wilson, it's time now. It's time to start considering Garrett Wilson to the Giants. The minute he gets this, they get this quarterback, and they have neighbors. They're the it team in town. You've seen how Nike and all these people, when Shador Sanders came into town, are pumping the Giants. It's time. It's just like that pull is exactly like your Mykal Bridges stuff. It's a predecessor to what is going to be him going there.
The one thing I'm curious about is Garrett Wilson has every right at the end of this season to demand a trade.
Yeah.
Okay. It does not mean the Jets would oblige, and it also doesn't mean that the Jets would trade him to the New York Giants. Now, while the Jets and Giants have made trades together, and you are right, I did not think the Nets would trade Mikal Bridges to the Knicks, and they did. I think you would agree, T. Is there any scenario where the New York Jets would trade Garrett Wilson to the Giants?
I don't think there's any chance that they would. One, because it would get roasted locally.
Yeah.
Because he's going to go there and be great. And, I mean, almost regardless of who the quarterback is, just like Malik Nabers, he's got 90 catches already. He's missed two games, and he's second or third or whatever it is in catches amongst rookies. If Garrett Wilson was also there, it wouldn't matter, just like it hasn't mattered for the first 3 years of his career, who the quarterback is.
Right, right.
He's going to have a ridiculous season. You'd be killed. Would see it. Like the local fan would see it.
It just can't happen.
It's not like if he's in San Diego or not, whatever. Now you got me thinking San Diego.
San Diego Chargers of LA.
LA. Yeah. It's not like he's in LA and maybe every now and then you catch a glimpse of a 100-yard game that he has. You'd see it every day.
Yeah, look, the Jets The Jets are going to have to make a decision on Garrett Wilson because he is eligible for free agency after the 2026 season. So we're getting closer to that moment and they may try to extend them. It's going to be very expensive, but they also need to extend Sauce Gardner.
Yep.
I don't know if the Jets are going to necessarily extend both. If I sit here right now, I think it's unlikely that they're ever going to trade. Or not ever. Let me phrase that. I think it is very unlikely that this new coach and new GM will open up their tenure by trading either guy. I don't think that's the route they go down.
Right. There's a club option in 2026, and obviously he's unrestricted free agent in 2027.
That's the fifth-year option, which they're going to pick up.
Of course they are. And why would you not?
You are. So I get why you'd want him. I get why you'd fantasize about that. I mean, Sean, you can join in on that fantasy. I just don't think that's realistic.
I think this is also newsworthy because today Garrett Wilson spoke and was asked about his future.
Yeah, what did he say?
Really?
We have the audio here.
Let's hear from Garrett Wilson of the New York Jets.
If the Jets approach you about a contract extension, would you like to stay here long term?
I don't know, man. I just figure I just do whatever, you know, whatever, go about my day, however, hear my feet at, you know, and if they do, I would be a blessing. I'd be awesome. I love the Jets.
Oh, okay.
You know, at the end of the day, they were the ones that believed in me. So, but I can't be worrying about all that. Just going to finish these three games the right way. But I don't know, man. I can't be looking into all that right now, you know.
That started off horribly.
That's a roller coaster answer.
That started off. Like he can't wait to get the hell out of here. And I don't know if it was just the awkwardness of he didn't see it coming. He did recover, though. He said a lot of nice things about the Jets. And
it's not even about saying nice things about the Jets. It's about forcing him to think hypothetically about something that is not even on his radar right now.
Right, right.
He's not thinking about an extent. I mean, he should, or his agent should, because this is what's happening for a lot of these younger players, is they're getting paid early. These really great wide receivers, they get paid early. It is what it is. It allows you to cash out at 25 and then get another contract.
But who's he negotiating with? There's no GM.
All right, so that's the problem.
Yeah.
So
I feel better once that question ended, because at first I thought, holy crap. I mean,
he basically was saying, I don't know, I don't want to be here type
of thing. Yeah, and he ended it by saying, it's almost as if, can you play it one more time?
Yeah.
I got to hear it again because
the beginning was like, uh-oh.
I was very taken back by the beginning because obviously this is news to us. You're doing a good job, you know, putting that out there quickly. I haven't heard it, so I didn't know what he was going to say. But here is Garrett Wilson again.
Contract extension. Would you like to stay here long term?
I don't know, man. I just figure I just do whatever, you know, whatever. Go about my day however. Here my feet at, you know. And if they do, that would be a blessing. That would be awesome. I love the Jets. You know, at the end of the day, they were the ones that believed in me. So, you know. But yeah, I can't be worrying about all that. Just going to finish these three games the right way. But I don't know, man. I can't be looking into
all that. I give him a lot of credit for
recovering.
Just thinking about it while he was talking.
Yeah.
As opposed to just leaving it.
No, because if he left it like that, that's right. A headline.
He kept thinking about it while he was talking, and then that's how he recovered.
And he recovered by basically right. saying, yeah, it'd be a blessing. They believed in me. They right. drafted me. So who knows what he's really thinking? Like, maybe privately he hates the Jets and he can't wait to leave. But here's the truth about the Jets, whether it's Garrett Wilson, whether it's Aaron Rodgers, whether it's anybody else. We yet don't know their future because they haven't hired a GM or head coach.
No.
And that decision, I think, will play a big part of this. If they hire an established head coach that Garrett Wilson's like, whoa, I want to play for him, then he's going to want to be here. So I think that does change a lot of things.
Yeah, that fifth-year option is going to be high.
Very real quick, I feel we should do this because the guy on hold, Tommy likes to put a little message, which we appreciate. The caller has a song for Tommy and Sean.
What?
And I'm big on music, obviously. I'm a music guy. I write music all the time. Some of it includes AI. So Tommy and Ridgewood, I'm certainly open, and Tiki's open to hearing your Sean and Tommy song. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm sorry, Evan, but this is going to be a cappella. Here we go. The first one is Tommy Loogie. He's the generational talent of the station, though he doesn't always follow FCC regulations. When the on-air lights appear, his show's the one to hear, and he'll always tell you straight he's Tommy Loogie. Tommy Loogie. Ask Evan Roberts, Tiki, and Sean Marash. Ask Boomer and Geo and Chris McMonnell if he will ask. They will tell you with a shout the fans' audience can't live without a certain host by the name of Tommy Loogie. Positive Tommy. He's Tommy Loogie. The Ballad of Sean Marash.
Go ahead. That was great. Keep going.
Come listen to the story about a man named Sean Marash, a poor Suffolk guy looking to earn more cash. Then one day, arriving at the Fan, he convinces Mark Chernoff he eventually be the man. Ratings, that is. Spots gold. Marconi T. The next thing you know, Sean is on the air, talking all sports with his unique savoir-faire. A Cabbage Patch look-alike with the quickest of wits. He is now made as a Hudson Street hit. You all tune in now.
Right there, Tom. We appreciate it.
Tony,
that.
Nice one.
Oh, Tony, that was great.
Right. I think I like Sean's better. Sorry, Loogie.
I think that, here's what I would tell you.
I'm just a little partial to Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I think Sean's song is better. It's funnier. I think Tommy has a theme song now.
I agree.
I think your Loogower now has a theme. It put you over in a big time way. I thought it was great. I think you got a theme now. Instead of, you know, someone screaming Loogie and, you know, all that stuff, that's your new theme song.
That is Loogie screaming Loogie.
Oh, is it? Okay.
I needed a theme song for my longer form shows, so I appreciate that.
So you'll use that for the longer form shows?
No, but I'll consider it. No, I will.
Sean's got
it cleaned up with AI.
Yeah,
that's cleaned up with AI, and edge. Then you got one.
I agree.
They're in business. Sean's got his Cinco de 5-0 in just a couple minutes, plus we'll give you the next four entries in 24 and 24, and a ton more of your telephone calls at 888-808-1019.